Echo and Harper Audio present When the Heavens Went on Sale, The Misfits and Geniuses Racing to Put Space Within Reach by Ashley Vance. Read by Ashley Vance and Robert Petkoff. This is Ashley Vance. A note before we begin. Check out illustrations from the book by downloading the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/when the heavens went on sale. For Melinda, I'm sorry you had to see that. Dear reader, this book covers about 5 years' worth of reporting across 4 continents and hundreds of hours spent with the subjects. The main characters in this book were generous enough to let me observe their worlds during the good times and the bad times, and without any restrictions on my reporting. On many occasions, the subjects also took the risk of letting me peer into their personal lives, and for this, I'm grateful. It helped me understand their personalities, motivations, and perspectives in ways that reporters often struggle to achieve. Every quotation in the book comes as a result of this firsthand reporting, unless otherwise noted. As you will see, I've let the characters speak in their own voices and at length throughout the book. It was important to me to let them tell their own stories and for you to hear how they talk and think in their own words. On occasion, the wording of some of these quotations was edited, either for brevity or clarity. In no case did the desire for readability supersede the need for accuracy. During this journey, I've also written stories on some of the figures mentioned in the book for Bloomberg Businessweek magazine, and have in rare instances borrowed my own lines from these pieces for no better reason than that I liked a few turns of phrase. I've made every effort to verify things that were told to me and to check and recheck the facts presented here. Any updates will be made to future editions of this book and noted on my website, ashleyvance.com, where you can also contact me for feedback. I hope you enjoy listening to this as much as I enjoyed living it.
Prologue. A Shared Hallucination. O Earth, look up. Look up beyond the centuries' horizons, where the light of the millennium to come already stains the skies with colors strange and new. Look up. We have repealed the laws of gravity, torn off the ceiling of the world that was so very low. The skies are yours, new beaches made of cirrus cloud, new valleys made of stratocumulus. Lift up your heads. You were not made to gaze at gutters, mud, and puddles all your lives, but have not dared to raise your sights in case the thing you longed for was not there. Look up and see it now, the shape that's haunted human dreams and legends since we first peered from the jungles long ago and wondered what might dwell upon those blue and distant hills, upon those mountains there. O Earth, look up. Alan Moore, Miracle Man. From an economic point of view, the navigation of interplanetary space must be effected to ensure the continuance of the race. And if we feel that evolution has, through the ages, reached its highest point in man, the continuance of life and progress must be the highest end and aim of humanity, and its cessation the greatest possible calamity. Robert Goddard, Rocket Pioneer, 1913. So much of the excitement had given way to crushing anxiety and despair. It was September 28, 2008, and a group of about 15 SpaceX employees found themselves on a tiny tropical island preparing to fly the company's white Falcon 1 rocket into orbit. For many members of the group, the moment came as the culmination of 6 years of grueling work and should have represented a shot at achieving.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?